Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, my name is Ben Brown, the director of the Clark Historical Museum. This article comes from the Humboldt Arts Council. Born in Mura, Italy in 1887, it is said that folk artist Romano Gabriel once called his adopted home of Eureka, California, a bad place for flowers. As a carpenter and gardener with strong connections to his homeland, culture, and political issues, Gabriel viewed the front lawn of his home on Pine Street in Eureka with a distinct and unique vision. He saw this traditionally designated space for pleasantries such as flowers as an environment not only serving as a greeting area for the eyes of passersby of his home, but also as a space to display art objects exposing their inner workings of his imaginative and personal world. Gabriel found that foregoing a typical social life and living a largely introverted lifestyle as beneficial to his craft, providing him with solitude and concentration for his art making. The resulting 3 decades of devotion to his creative vision is a fantastical collection of hundreds of wooden human and animal figures now known as the Sculpture Garden of Romano Gabriel. Gabriel's beginning in the United States dates back to 1913 at the age of 26, when the artist left his homeland and headed to America in search of a new life and opportunities. After serving in World War I, Gabriel settled in Eureka on Pine Street in a home which he had built himself. He worked as a carpenter and gardener, but kept mostly to himself. At the age of 50, Gabriel felt compelled to create sculptural forms out of wooden vegetable crates to fill the void not only on his lawn, but also in himself, resulting from his increasing dissatisfaction in living what most people would call an ordinary or normal life, as prescribed by American social scripts and ideals. Gabriel harnessed his knowledge of hand tools from furniture and house construction with his creative energy in filling his 30 by 60 foot front lawn with his creation of a multitude of brightly painted sculptural figures and forms out of wooden crate materials, some purely decorative, others as commentary on social or political issues. He predicted his garden would be known all over the world. Unfortunately, by the 1970s, when his art began to appear in books and exhibitions, Gabriel was in a nursing home and was only vaguely aware that his prediction was coming true. He had intended to leave the garden to the city of Eureka, but when he died without a will, the garden sat abandoned and deteriorating for several months until the Ray Valentini family purchased it from the estate. Then, 20-year-old Vince Valentini and a group of his friends spent almost a year restoring it before the family donated the garden to the city. After a combined community effort, a custom-built storefront structure was erected at 315 2nd Street in Old Town Eureka, where Gabriel's garden was transplanted behind protective glass and maintained by the Humboldt Arts Council. The opening dedication was held on April 3, 1982. Photographs of the sculptures have been exhibited around the nation and have toured Europe. The California State Arts Council designated his garden an important piece of folk art. This is Ben Brown with Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.